Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us. Tuesday edition of the program from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Oak Grove. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our program every day is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of Southern Miss, great place to take your family for a meal and great place to cater any upcoming holiday parties you may have. Now would be the time to reach out to Dickey's, start making preparations, and we promise you that you'll enjoy any catering event that you participate with Dickey's Barbecue. Full show today. Luke Johnson later in the show. Ben Milam from Super Talk Mississippi is now a member of the news staff, a former play-by-play announcer for Southern Miss, William Carey, other schools. And an interesting article out today we want to talk to Ben about. But first, we're going to kick off the show with the proprietor, owner, CEO, executive chef of Big Gold Nation, Heath Hinton. And Heath, never before has there been so much speculation about something the school is not talking about. And that would be the coaching search for the football program. And I don't want to get into names too much with you, Heath, but first of all, thank you for being on the show. I'm just curious, what do your sources tell you? What? And this is a question on my mind, and Kelly and I have been kind of hashing back and forth. What is Jeremy McClain looking for? Are we going to go the old familiar OC route, offensive coordinator route? We're going to try to find somebody that maybe has a head coaching position somewhere else, or maybe even like we're hearing Patrick Surtain and Derek Nix because of their connections to Southern Miss. Which direction do you think the silent athletic department is moving in, Heath?
I think they're going to make the decision they feel like is best for them and the university. I think it's if you look at Jeremy, what he's done in the past, what he did with Will, on paper, we've always said, on paper, it was like a good hire. It didn't work out. So maybe now you've got to approach it from a different way. It's been such a lockdown deal because they're using using the search firm to do it. So it's really been kind of locked. You have to get little bits and pieces, talking to different people everywhere. And that's kind of what we try to do at Big Gold Nation. It's been a difficult search, but I think we're getting a little closer. I think by next week we'll know. But I think we're getting a little closer, narrowing it down a little bit.
Well, we've all watched this offensive coordinator thing. I mean, you go back to just go back to almost every coach that was hired. Larry Fedora, Todd Monken, Will Hall, all offensive coordinators at other schools. And I guess it's debatable how well that's worked out. Jay Hobson was the head coach at Alcorn when he came here. I would say in retrospect, Jay Hobson did a better job than he maybe got credit for. What's your thought about the offensive coordinator route as opposed to perhaps a head coach like a Mike Jacobs at Mercer?
I mean, you think about a Mike Jacobs, a guy that when you've been a head coach, you've had to make those decisions before on both sides of the ball. You kind of know what your system is on both sides of the ball and who you want to bring in. And you probably got a system that you bring with you that you trust. That being said, how exciting is a Mike Jacobs hire? I'm not sure for me. I think it's an interesting hire because what he's done at Mercer, I think he's something. I mean, he's got a gaudy head coaching overall record. It's something like 81-20 or something. It's it's insane. And he's done it at, you know, Division III and at FCS. So he's done it at both those levels. Can he do it here? We've seen it work with JMU and different places. Remember, the people that are doing this coaching search hired the coach at JMU. They also hired the Tulane head. They're part of the group that hired the current Tulane head coach. So they like that. So that's something to keep in mind.
Well, Jeremy,
yeah, I think that's a very interesting hire, and somebody that Southern Miss can afford that's already had success and that isn't 5 years off of being a head coach in FCS. He's come in as a current head coach. Will was kind of gone from being a head coach a little while before he came in.
And he's only been at Mercer, Coach Jacobs, you were talking about, has only been at Mercer since January of this year. So he's hardly, you know, this is in his first season at Mercer. But Heath, Jeremy McClain, and correct me if I'm wrong, but at the press conference announcing the dismissal of Will Hall, he said these search companies, if you will, they're going to do is vet potential candidates. They're going to do the background checks on a lot of these guys. They're going to, you know, make sure that all the T's and I's are crossed. But Jeremy, I thought, was very clear saying this is going to be his decision. The committee can only make recommendations, but he is going to, you know, he's going to be the one that absolutely makes that call.
Well, sure, but they're also going to be putting the guys in front of Jeremy. So the guys that Jeremy are going to be meeting with are the people that the committee puts in front of him. So they do have a lot of sway in, you know, who is eventually going to get the job.
Well, here's the thing too, Heath, is Jeremy has got to be able to sell this. One way or the other, you know, because there's pros and cons to everything, but you know, if you make certain decisions on certain personnel and it's a lot like the guy that you just got rid of, that's, as Ricky Ricardo used to say on I Love Lucy, there's going to be some splaining to do. You know, so whoever he hires, he's going to have to sell this to a fan base that has become very disenchanted. Is that reasonable?
It is. When you're hiring a coach, you also have to look at more than just what's happening on the field. You have to look at more than winning and losses. There's a lot that you have to, I don't want to say vet, like, in, you know, looking for a vice president, but you got to vet, you got to go back and look at a lot of different things. So I think, you know, that's part of the hiring processes too, is what is their past, how do they vet, what are they going to bring in, what's their personality. I mean, a lot of it's going to depend on that coach's introductory press conference. I remember not many people were, you know, too terribly excited about Fedora, but when they heard him speak, they got excited about him. So I think a lot of that too, what coach he brings in, is that first press conference, and how he speaks to the Southern Miss fan base and how he comes across the Southern Miss fan base. To me, that's a lot more important than a lot of things.
Now, let me clarify something, get you guys to clarify something. You both have used the word committee. There is no committee, is that correct? It's this company and Jeremy McClain. There is no committee of big money donors making suggestions. Is that right, Heath?
Yeah, I mean, there's money donors there that are going to help pay this thing, but yeah, it's a company that they use that goes out and talks to different coaches, have, you know, agents and different things. And maybe they're with Clutch or somebody else. That's an agency for coaches or any agency. And they talk to the agencies, and then they set up times to talk to coaches. And then they'll give the AD a list of names to bring in, and the AD will talk. So, and then the AD will make a decision from there.
I
think that's what you're looking at.
I will say this. I've never known big money people, and I'm using air quotes around big money people, to not have an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, no, that's who they always go to.
Yeah.
They don't have any interest in what the average fan thinks. who writes the biggest checks?
I mean,
we're interested in your opinion.
Yeah, and if they write those checks, they're going to generally say,
yeah.
This is who I think we should get, you know?
Yeah. Sure. With power comes prestige, or vice versa. Yeah. You know, it just, that's part of it.
So
you write the big check, you get a little say.
So that money gives you expertise.
I don't think, yeah, you would. Some of them might think that.
I'm sure they all think that. All right. Well, what's the time frame, Heath? When do you think we're going to know something?
I think you'll know something next week. They've always said that. They wanted to have something by Thanksgiving. I think you'll know something next week. I mean, you got some of these guys that they might be supposed to look at that are in really interesting situations with their teams currently, maybe playing for an undefeated season or playing for a bowl season or playing for something in the FCS playoffs that they can't certainly that they don't want to mess up. And so, you know, there's a lot going to happen. I'm interested to watch games this weekend and see how different things turn out. So it's fascinating. I think they'll play something.
All right. Have I mentioned Jay Gruden is available, Kelly?
You have several times, Bob. Okay. And I can confirm that he's not on anybody's
list.
He's
not on anyone's
list. Other than
list,
yours.
On my list. Okay.
But I just wonder, you guys, and with all due respect, quickly, Derek Nix and Patrick Surtain, do you think that those are legitimate candidates?
I think when you played at Southern Miss and you have done what they've done on that football field, I think as a respect issue, you give them a chance to come in and plead their case and give them a chance to come in and maybe wow whoever's involved in making the decision. I think they've earned that. And I think, you know, sometimes you have that with the former players.
All right, Heath, thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation.
Be a good Christmas gift, Bob, for
That's
a Southern
right.
Miss
that
fan.
That would be a great Christmas gift. All right, when we come back, Ben Milam's no stranger to our show. He now works for the Supertalk Mississippi News Department, and he put out an article this morning. He's got five coaches in mind. Five names, Kelly.
Now, one of them is not Jay Gruden.
I'm looking again. I don't see it anywhere.
Well, write that big check, Bob, and your opinion will be heard.
That'd be the only way. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. Second segment of the show, sponsored every day by Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net. Great place to do some Christmas shopping. She'll have all the Southern Miss apparel on her list for your list. And you'll never find a sweeter lady than Miss Kathleen. So Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net. Ben Milam is no stranger to our audience. Ben has worked with us in and out through the years, and we're happy to say now, as a member of the news staff at Super Talk Mississippi, pretty good company you're working for, Ben. I've heard about them.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. They let me on board, so it seems to be a pretty good outfit.
Well, we're glad to have you in the Super Talk family, and I think you'll find that's what it is. It's a family more than anything else. Look, you had a great article that came out this morning that I happened to catch on supertalk.fm. If you choose to go, you can read it for yourself. But you named five coaches that are kind of on your list of to watch in regard to the Southern Miss football hire. And some I've heard, some I haven't heard. I wanted to go over the five with you and just kind of get your thoughts. And I want to start with one that was really interesting to me, because the truth is that Kelly and I have had some contact with this individual. Let's put it that way. In the last couple of weeks, and I'm talking about Joe Judge, who was at Mississippi State and coached the New York Giants for several years. You think Joe Judge may be on the list?
Yeah. Well, this is a name that really popped up late last week, and I do. I mean, I guess before we really get into it, I should probably preface the fact that this was published yesterday morning, and the way that things go in a search like this, especially when you get, you know, in these final 2 weeks of at least the targeted timeline, things tend to change, at least what you hear basically every day, especially the way that Jeremy McLean typically likes to approach these things. It's pretty tightly sealed. You're not getting a lot of really solid primary source information. And, you know, with, you know, I think we started, I would say, I don't know, I think probably 15 or 20 names were mentioned, you know, immediately after Will Hull was terminated in October. And it, we've kind of gradually dwindled that down. And it was interesting to hear Judge's name late last week, because he really was not in the conversation for the first couple of weeks of this search process. And, yeah, he popped up, and you know, that was corroborated, and I've heard it from multiple sources that at least there was some sort of mutual interest, that he was a real player in this. And look, the resume is hard to ignore, right? I mean, with really high level experience at the literal highest level of football as an NFL head coach for 2 years, obviously that didn't work out with the Giants, but it really hasn't worked out for anyone with the Giants other than Tom Coughlin in the last 20 plus years. And he's coached under, you know, two of the best football coaches to ever do it, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. He has two BCS national championships under his belt as an assistant, three Super Bowl titles under his belt under Belichick with the Patriots. And the word is, part of this, you know, his name coming up was that he wants to be a head coach again, and he wants to do it at the college level. And this might be, you know, kind of the most obvious, earliest opportunity, if you will, for him. He's back at the college level at Ole Miss as a senior analyst. But, you know, I think you hear that name and talking to a lot of people who are just kind of outsiders and just casual fans. I'm not sure it really excites a ton of people because, yes, he has high-level experience. He's got the name recognition. But he hasn't done it at the college level. His last time as at the college level before this analyst position at Ole Miss was about 15 years ago.
Right.
And with how much college football has changed, you know, even over the last 5 years, I think that's kind of the big knock on Judge in terms of how people feel about him as a candidate, is he has not been in that sphere for long at all, and it's not been in a leadership position. But, yeah, that was kind of an interesting name that popped up, and I thought it was worth mentioning.
All right, we've got 5 minutes, so let's go through the other four. Here's one that I hear a lot. For the life of me, in my opinion, doesn't mean anything. I cannot understand why there's so much interest in this guy. Brennan Marion, offensive coordinator at UNLV.
Yeah, well, this is who the fans want, Bob. You know, you look on Southern.
Can you explain that? Can you explain to me why any fan thinks that the offensive coordinator at UNLV is the perfect, quote unquote, perfect fit here?
Yeah, I think part of it is a lot of people want to go sort of the opposite end of the spectrum of where we have gone in the past with past hires, specifically the last two, which were very Mississippi parallel, you know, had deep Mississippi ties or Mississippi guys to the bone and well-connected in this region, had head coaching experience. And I think a lot of people maybe just want to go as far away from that as possible and, you know, go to the young, up-and-coming, sort of risky hire. And I think Brennan Marion fits that profile. But, look, he's gotten national recognition for what he's done at UNLV. He was on the Broyles Award finalist list last year, which goes to the top assistant coach in the country. He was the top assistant in the Mountain West in 2023. You know, I'm going to say if Southern Miss does not have him, you know, in the finalist list, or they don't give him this job, I think he'll get a head coaching job soon because of what he's done specifically offensively.
Yeah. Right, here's another name with some NFL heritage, Mike Shanahan, offensive coordinator at Indiana, and I would assume that's the grandson of the original Mike Shanahan.
Actually, not related at all.
Really? Really?
Same spelling and everything. Yeah.
Really? Well, that's news
to me. No relation, but man, he's kind of built up his own football pedigree himself, aside from the name. He's been, I mean, I really think the biggest plus for him is that he's been tied with Kurt Cignetti for 8+ years now. Since 2016, he's been on staff with Cignetti. He was the OC the final 2 years that Cignetti was at James Madison, multiple top 20 offenses. And then what they've done this year at Indiana is just remarkable, getting up to number 5 and, you know, in playoff contention. He's a name, I think you asked the question, is has he priced himself out? Because especially if Indiana finds a way to beat Ohio State this weekend, he's going to be on every single list in the country just about.
But again, no head coaching experience. Marion, no head coaching experience. Joe Judge is the only one so far that has head coaching experience.
All right, Mike Jacobs, head football coach at Mercer.
Yeah, and I just really quickly to Kelly's point, I think the fact that there are these names without head coaching experience in the conversation, I think is indicative that Jeremy McClain was not lying when he said there was basically no profile for this. They're going to go get who they think is going to do the best job, not regardless of their experience, right? But it's the head coaching experience is not required. Regional ties are not necessarily required, whereas those factors may be were more heavily considered in the past. But Mike Jacobs fits the head coaching experience bill. 9+ years of head coaching experience. He
Phenomenal record. Yeah.
Really good at the D2 level. At Lenore Ryan, he was 32-9 at Notre Dame College. He was 42-8. And just as an aside, the job he did at Lenore Ryan is pretty remarkable. I mean, Lenore Ryan is really, in terms of D2, really strapped for resources. So he has exhibited an ability to identify and develop talent and build a roster and do it consistently and win with limited resources. And I think that is
one of the biggest characteristics that McClain
is looking at.
Yeah, but that's the same resume that Will Hall had.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
in between where you're not going to discount people because they have a similar resume or they have these factors, but you may be a little more cautious from making that the only reason you're going to hire someone because it didn't work with Will Hall.
All right, one more. Bryant Vincent, and he's the head coach at Monroe. My question there would be, would you not have to buy him out at Monroe? And wouldn't that not be a factor?
Yeah, there would be some level of buy-in, I think. And that gets a little fuzzy because oftentimes buyouts when you're hiring someone away can be either less or more in some cases, rather than having to buy out a coach that you're firing from your program. But yeah, I think the money piece of it is certainly a factor with Bryant Vincent. But this is another part of what indicates to me that Southern Miss and Jeremy McClain and the hiring powers that be are not messing around. I mean, the money piece of this with Vincent and Shanahan and some of the others that have been mentioned does not scare them. They're willing to really invest and pay a high price if they feel like they have their guy. And Bryant Vincent, surely, I mean, he's done it for just 1 year at ULM, but I mean, the job that he has done in Monroe, just to be 5-5, started 5-1, but just to be 5-5 at ULM in year one is pretty remarkable. Oh. He was able to work the portal and he did it quickly. And, it's not a stretch to believe that he could do the same thing at Southern Miss.
All right. That's interesting stuff, Ben. We really appreciate your input and, we'll be in touch, man. We'll see how all the cards fall out here in the next couple of weeks, we hope, right?
Yeah, hopefully soon. Enjoy it, guys.
Keep up the good work.
And it may turn out that it's none of those guys.
Could be Jay Gruden, I'm telling you.
Maybe like the Catholic Church, we have to send smoke up the chimney to let people know that we have a coach or don't have a coach.
We could send it up from Jack Duggan's house.
Yeah, there you go.
White smoke. They've hired a coach.
Hang outside Joe Paul's house.
Yeah. Big house. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Many of you tune in that way. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, I want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the best on the road today. Their showroom is magnificent. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We appreciate all that our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg do each and every day.
Did you say magnificent, Bob?
I did. They are.
Wow, that's
a beautiful showroom.
Yeah, but that's not a word that normally comes out of, that's a colorful word, magnificent.
You like that?
You tend not to use colorful words.
Do you like that? I've used a few colorful words about you.
Oh, but those are not repeatable on the air.
We can't talk about that.
Right.
Our next guest has used a few about Kelly as well, Luke Johnson, soon to be Dr. Luke Johnson. We're debating on whether or not we're ever going to give in and call you that. The odds are we're not. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
We're going to call him what most people call him, Lauren's husband.
Hey, that works.
That's a damn good badge of honor. I agree, I would say.
Smart. You guys are very, very smart. You know, my dad jokes about there's these transitions in life. So my dad said there came a time late when I was at West Jones or when I went to Southern Miss that he quit becoming Joe Johnson and became Luke Johnson's father.
Right.
So if I am known as Lauren Johnson's husband and that's how life takes me, that's certainly okay with me.
That's right, because she's a gem. You should thank, I'm sure you do. You thank the man upstairs for her every day, and I wouldn't blame you for that.
Luke, earlier in the show, we were talking with Heath Hinton and with Ben Milam about, you know, the coaching search, which this show is primarily revolved around. We haven't gotten real deep into names, but I want to start by you know, not mentioning any specific names, but the risk level on some of these names that are being used, some of these people that are on these lists, these arbitrary lists that are out there, you know, more OCs, Division II and III head coaches, you know, very few of them have, you know, very rich, of the names that we're hearing, not very rich experience at the Division I level. And I think to a degree, and again, Jeremy McClain's going to have to sell it either way, but I just think some of these resumes are risky considering the current shape of the Southern Miss football program. How do you see it?
Well, guys, we've scored 21 points in the last three games combined. A little risk might be what it takes. And
wow.
I'm being honest. I mean, I'm really thankful that some of the names that we have heard are people with some really good experience and have been in winning cultures. I don't think we will settle. At the same time, I mean, I want who's interested. And if somebody's interested, I'm thankful because I was slightly worried that we might be playing ourselves out of coaching interest. I mean, I think there's a legitimate chance of that. I think, you know, that people could say, you know, what are we going to have to work with when we get there? And the fact is that the names that have been, you know, keep coming up from some big-time programs or for people that have had really good success and been in winning cultures, I think people see the potential through all the haze of dismay right now. I mean, I think that's what you're dealing with. And I don't think that a, quote, safe hire. So you have to define, like, what is a safe hire? Because I don't think that anybody that we have, you know, discussed or have talked about would be a, quote, safe hire. Because you're either going to get an up-and-comer who doesn't have any head coaching experience, somebody with head coaching at a lower level, or somebody that, you know, is a P4 coordinator.
Let me kind of break it down for you. All right, and we'll just use hypotheticals here. So you hire an OC from whatever school. They go, oh gosh,
P5 or P4.
You know, whatever, doesn't matter. But no head coaching experience, but an OC, and they go, oh gosh, here we go again, the OC route. That didn't work. You hire a Division II, you know, head coach with experience that's had a winning record. Oh, well, we've done that. That didn't work. You know, and again, Jeremy McClain will have to sell, you know, this to the fan base, the money people, whomever. But I'm just saying, it's just going to be a tough sell no matter what, because you've got a generally negative fan base now anyway. Is there anybody out there of the names, and you don't have to get specific, but of the names that are being thrown around, is there a name out there that you think could unite the entire fan base or what's left of it?
Let's go back to what you said, okay?
All right.
Southern Miss did hire two OCs, Fedora and Munkin, who worked out extremely well. They were at the time P5 coordinators, right?
Right.
The Ellis Johnson did not work. He was a P5 coordinator on the defensive side. Then you went head coach. I say that Hall was a G5 coordinator, but when you look at Hall's, you know, experience, he wasn't at a P5 or P4 school. So I do think some of the names that have been thrown out that are coordinators right now in a Power Four conference, I think that's different than, you know, using the last hire as a quote coordinator hire. Fedora and Monken were from Oklahoma State, who was in the Big 12. So if it's a Big Ten coordinator, or if it's an ACC coordinator, or if it's an SEC coordinator, I think that's different than just hiring somebody, just calling it a quote coordinator hire. Now, if you're talking to somebody at the fan base has been really excited about, like Brennan Marion, that's a G5 coordinator, but guess what? He was under Stark at Texas. So he had been in a P4, P5 program. So I think, and it's not complete apples and oranges, but I think it's different.
Well, if you
so the biggest thing I'm looking at is, have they been in cultures where there is winning and success, or are they in the midst of winning and success right now? Have they viewed it? Have they tasted it? Do they understand it?
Well, if you're going to go that route, and I'm just throwing at it, wouldn't the Shanahan guy be the most interesting of the group? Indiana's having tremendous success. He's been with a coach for a number of years. He's had tremendous success wherever he's been. I mean, what do you think of that name?
I mean, I think Shanahan is a great name, and I think Shanahan, what he brings to the table is he was, you know, at James Madison, and he was in the transition, and so he understands how all that works. They have good resources at James Madison. At the same time, he was in the Sun Belt, and so he not only stepped up out of FCS into FBS, but he was a part of the transition, and you know, he was a part of a winning culture in the Sun Belt. I think that's an example. And so back to my point, he's a coordinator, but he's a coordinator at a Power Four school.
All right, and one of the things too, Luke, another hypothetical: if you get a guy with extensive Mississippi ties, you know, whether it's Derek Nix, Patrick Surtain, whoever, I'm just arbitrarily throwing names out there. Then there's that part of the fan base. Oh, we've done that too. All these guys of Mississippi ties.
You're never going to please the fan base, Kelly.
No, of course. But that's my point. Mm-hmm. Is there, not name specifically, but is there a type, a resume that everybody you think
keep
can get
in
behind?
The very fan base that would be thrilled about hiring Coach X will be calling for his head in a year and a half if he's not competing for the Sun Belt Championship. So I don't think that you need to worry about appeasing the fan base, quote-unquote.
So you don't think there's any type of skill set or resume that everybody could kind of get behind? It's going to be, you know, there's going to be a segment of the
community. We've gone down that. I mean, what is it?
That's my question.
I think whoever he is, there will be components that are excited. There will be an objective people. I think probably anybody objectively will have to look at whatever resume Jeremy hires. There's going to be experience, right? I mean, there's going to be success or else you're not getting hired, right? I mean, that's just obvious. So I think there will be people that will be excited. There will be people that won't be excited because the candidate they wanted didn't get selected. And then there'll be people in the middle that maybe are a tad reasonable. But when you're 1-9 and your only wins against an FCS school and you're getting blown out every week, guess what? People are going to be frustrated. And that frustration is going to the disagreements and you know, popping off is going to be far more greater than it would be when a time when tempers weren't so high. I mean, we just have to believe, you know, this firm that apparently, you know, is helping Jeremy. I think Andrew Abbott's talked about it on the show. I mean, the last two coaches they got were Chesney and Summerall. So, I mean, it's not like we're just kind of, you know, shooting in the dark here.
Right.
So I think people will be pleasantly surprised. Whichever the names are, I think that they will say, okay, yeah, if I objectively look at this, even though he may not have been my guy, or maybe he may have been my guy, that there will be experience and success on whoever we select.
All right, so we've decided we're going to hire Mike Shanahan. Is that right? Offensive coordinator, has the decision been made? I can text Jeremy now.
I haven't decided that.
How about you, Luke? Are you in for Shanahan?
He's one of several. I mean, that I think people, if they looked at it, would say, yeah, I'm glad he's here. I mean, I think people are leaning far more. They want an exciting offensive hire. That's kind of what the fan base has. Whether that's a coordinator or somebody with history, I think that's what they want. And to be honest, that's how you get people excited about a program, probably first and foremost.
Well, we started out the segment by mentioning Lauren. Be sure to tell her we said hello. Can you do that?
Will do.
Right, and that we pray for her every day.
Talk to you next week, buddy. Luke Johnson, everybody.
Hey, Bob, one of the things my beef about college football is these buyouts. Florida Atlantic may have taken the lead in saying no more to buyouts. I'll give you the details on the other side of the break.
All right, real quick, Mobile Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Great place for dessert tonight. Great place over the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend to take a break from shopping, have a beignet and a coffee. Tell them you heard about them on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Well, welcome back. Now that we've solved the coaching search, we can move on to another subject on tomorrow's show. You'll be reaching out to Mike Shanahan here after the show, Kelly. Is that correct?
I think I've got sufficient dirt on him, Bob, that he'll take my call.
Okay. Well, yeah, reach out to him and let him know. All right, I want to thank our good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill, along with DBAT. DBAT is a great place to go for some Christmas shopping. They got a big pro shop, and if you got some little ball players in your family, I guarantee you there'll be something there that they really like. Into Bay Springs Water, also a great sponsor of ours, Mississippi owned and operated. That water comes from a natural spring in Stone County, Mississippi. It's premium water with unmatched purity. You can find it at the corner market food stores, certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve Into Bay. Kelly, news and notes.
Well, the Southern Miss men's basketball team is on the road. They left this morning at about 7 o'clock, heading for the booming metropolis of Brookings, South Dakota. They're going to be playing at the First Bank Trust Arena tomorrow night against South Dakota State. South Dakota State 3-1 on the year. The Eagles are 2-1 on the year. It's really kind of a busy week for Southern Miss because after the game tomorrow night, then they will head on to Montana, where they will be playing the next game's on the schedule, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But Chris Harris is actually going to call the games on this road trip. For some reason, John not making the trip, but you would be able to hear it on the Southern Miss radio
Who is
network.
Chris Harris?
He's the guy that has filled in for John lots of times when John's at a baseball game, that overlap. I think he might have done some work for the Mississippi Braves. But he has worked before. But again, that's tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And I'm not sure that that's going to be on the ESPN Plus, so that might be, you know, the only way that you can see that. But so far on the year, good spreading of points for the Eagles. Naftali Alvarez, 13.3 points a game. Watson's got 11.7. Andre Curbelo leading the team. And Denaje Harris is second. Curbelo with a 15.5 points per game average. Harris with 13.7. And again, they will they'll play tomorrow night against South Dakota State. Then they will go on to play Montana. So it's lovely up there this
That's
time.
It's very warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'll be looking forward to that, I'm sure. And there really are not a whole lot of home games for Southern Miss at the Rock, but at Reed Green Coliseum, you know, over the holidays. And of course, the football team, God bless them, they're getting ready for South Alabama. That's a 2 o'clock start this coming Saturday afternoon. We're finally supposed to get some show enough football weather. It's supposed to be cool on Saturday, and hopefully the Eagles can. They're a 24.5 point dog at home. No,
you gotta quit eating at Ward's before you come on the show. Would you stop that? Please?
That's our Hump the Wonder Camel.
This is a small studio.
Yeah. We'll have to just turn the fans on, right? But before the break, I want to talk about, and one of the things we've complained about on this show is that these exorbitant buyouts. I mean, Will Hall had, you know, got a buyout when he was let go. And Charlotte has fired Biff Pogge. He didn't even get two seasons in. Tom Herman at FAU was fired. He didn't even finish his second season. But I really like the way Florida Atlantic structured his contract, because in America, the America that we know, if you don't do the job, you don't get paid, right? I mean, you might get a severance package for a month, but then it's clean out your desk and good luck to you. Well, Florida State's contract with Tom Herman said that if he would be fired...
FAU.
What did I say?
Florida State.
Oh, FAU. Yes, thank you for correcting me. Mm-hmm. FAU. The way they structured his contract was that if he was fired for no cause, meaning they didn't win, which I think he was 6-16 in 2 years, even though he had 3 years left on his contract, he would have to, A, accept another assignment on campus, meaning you're not our football coach anymore, but we want you to fundraise, or we want you to work in the ticket office, or we want you to do whatever, then we will continue to pay that money. Or B, if you choose not to accept the reassignment, we owe you nothing.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense.
I think it does too. But for years, we have heard athletic directors say, well, if you don't give them these buyouts, you know, if you don't have something in their buy, you're not going to get a coach. Well, there's enough young coaches out there, and look at all the young ones that would like the Southern Miss job, right? There's a lot of young coaches out there that would say, and look, you have to be confident to be a head football coach. You've got to be confident in your own skill set to be able to say, I'm going to lead this team to great things. I don't need a buyout. You're not going to have a reason to fire me. Well, again, ADs have always said, well, if you don't do that, you're not going to get a good coach. Well, FAU did that. And they got a qualified coach at the time. Now, Tom Herman has not had great success as a head coach. But I'm just hoping, from a financial sanity standpoint, that more colleges will do like FAU did, that said, okay, we're going to still pay you what we owe you, but you're going to have to work. You know, you're going to have to.
I just think that makes a lot of sense. This whole thing's so out of control, Kelly. Some common sense. And kudos to FAU. That's some common sense. Some common sense needs to be interjected into the world of college athletics.
Yeah, because then they can say, well, look, we're still going to pay you. You're just not going to coach football.
Yeah.
You know,
and
then
don't want to do that, hit the road.
And we owe you nothing. Hey.
I like it.
I do too. I wish more schools would do it.
I agree. All right, good show's coming for you all week, and we appreciate you joining us today. We hope you'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Kelly. Southern Miss.
To the top, as always.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.